Hospitality to me is creating an amazing guest experience that the guest and their family and their friends can enjoy and have memories for a lifetime.
Welcome to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast where we discuss all things hospitality, hotels, and business. You can find us online at slicktalkthepodcast.com and on every podcast listening platform.
What's up, all my Slick Talkers? This episode is brought to you by my friends at Hostfully. Now, these are the days where enough is enough with managing multiple calendars for your properties in order just to make sure you don't get double booked. And not having a website for your guests to get to know your story and book direct? You can stop stressing, at least a little bit, and check out my friends at Hostfully. Hostfully was created by hosts for hosts, and they understand the importance of centralizing operations, inboxes, calendars, and of course, keeping up with the times and the industry data. You can go to hostfully.com, use my code SLICKTALK20 to get access to their digital guidebooks and their property management software. I use them as well, and I love the simplicity of their product. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast. Now sit back and enjoy. All right, everybody, welcome back to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast, and I'm your host, Will Slickers, like always. And if you're listening to this episode, it means that you love the show and you love our guests because they're all amazing, and I'm really excited to welcome Michael Friedman, who is with Skyrun Vacation Rentals, and it's going to be a very, very fun, exciting episode because I've never actually gotten to the conversation of franchise and all this other stuff, especially in such a unique lodging sector of hospitality, which is short-term rentals or vacation rentals. So Michael, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much. And it's great to be here. And I'll have to tell you, we and our team at Skyrun love what you're doing in the space and the content and all the information you're providing to the industry. So thank you as well.
Awesome. Awesome. My pleasure. Well, this is where we get to have some fun. We get to dive right in to your background. And of course, tell us a little bit about how you got started into the space and then getting into Skyrun and then what Skyrun really is and the story behind the business that is, you know, this amazing vacation rental company today.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. So I've been in this space for now just slightly over 16 years. I got into the space working for a large vacation rental management company here in North America as their director of business development and training for their franchise owners in the destinations that they were in. And I spent about 6 years doing that, really loved the business. I actually started with them as a consultant, and then they hired me on full time. And from there, after leaving there, I spent several years just doing some consulting in the space for smaller companies in the Southeast around the country, some national real estate firms that were looking to get into the vacation rental space. And then I started about 3 years ago. I was also one of the co-founders of Vacation Rental University, which really we really just created because we felt there was just an educational gap in the space, and that's done well. But that led to, you know, opening doors to other opportunities. And I joined Skyrun. They were a client of Vacation Rental Universities, and I joined Skyrun just a little over a year ago as their director of sales and growth and development. And it's been great. It's just been an amazing year, even with COVID. You know, I've talked about this, is our growth is really, really happening. 2020 for us was an exceptional year, all things considered, in spite of COVID and being literally shut down for 3 months. And 2021, you know, it's been a great start to 2021. So we at Skyrun are a little different than your typical property management firm. We were started back in 2004 by our two founders, Barry Cox and Steve Falk, in Keystone, Colorado. And they had this vision to create a property management company because they just weren't finding the service and the value in the local market. And so they created Skyrun. And about 2009, they had this vision about creating a local experience, but having a global brand behind the scenes driving it. And we started licensing, or, you know, franchising, if you want to call it that, our tools and our services and the Skyrun brand to individuals that wanted to get into the vacation rental space in property management business, but maybe didn't want to do it on their own. They didn't want to have all of that heavy lifting. And so with that, we've created our own proprietary software and tools and marketing. And now it allows an individual to buy one of our destinations, and we help them on the support side and the back end as far as, you know, the business growth, the owner acquisition strategies. And now we're in about 35 locations. We manage slightly over 1,100 properties. And this year we plan to add about another 20 to 25 destinations as well. So we're really excited about the space. We're a bit unique in it. But we love it, and we feel we've got a great business model, and it's really supporting and also helping build small businesses and really changing people's lives as well, which is really important to us as a company.
No, I love that. I love that local focus, because that's like one thing that we're seeing in the industry right now, right? We're seeing all these big companies acquire other bigger companies, and the one thing, like, no, there's no ding against them, and we won't name names, but the one thing I've gotten from like our local community that have these bigger companies running their properties or whatever is that they feel things are slow. They're not easy to respond, and they're not there. Like, they don't understand what's happening on the ground. And that there's just lack of that local flair, like you guys are talking about. And I think that's really important that you guys have focused on that. And how does that work on, well, not how does that work, but for you guys with your licensees or licensors, with running the back end stuff, what are you guys seeing happen when it comes to guest experience and operation flow? And just, I'm curious to know all that stuff.
Yeah. So it really starts, I think, you know, having what we call the global brand, but the local, we call it local touch, local fun. And excuse me, for us, it's creating that local experience, not just for the guests, but also for the homeowner. And one of the things we found is that as we compete with some of these national players, or even you know, regional players for that matter, we have destination owners that live in their markets, and they work those markets, and they understand those markets, and you know, they're involved in their communities, and I think that really plays a big part in our success as we continue to scale and grow, and as we add homeowners in those markets. Because, you know, a homeowner who might live in Dallas but has a home in Breckenridge, as an example, really likes the fact that our team is on the ground. We have boots on the ground. We have people there. But most importantly, that they're vested in that business.
Yeah.
And so them taking on that property, it's almost like they're taking on ownership of that asset for that owner and to make sure it's being done well. I think the other part of it is it also starts with what we do as a company, making sure, number one, we have the right person in place in those markets, that, you know, that we're just not selling random licenses to people. But once they come on board, really exceptional quality of training that we provide on the back end. So we've got our own proprietary software. We've got our own dynamic pricing tools. We're integrated with Key Data dashboard that we give to our licensees. And then we have a whole marketing team. You know, we've got a marketing advocate that the individual, you know, is assigned to, and, you know, they have their own marketing advocate. And so we provide everything from the support side on the software, the distribution, our relationships with the OTAs. And then more importantly, really part of it is working on the guest experience and having great guest experience tools and showing them through a proven business model on how to scale and build a substantial property management business. So it's worked really, really well. And we're continually, you know, working on innovating, you know, working with the software, the innovation on the software, adding new tools to that, adding new distribution points, because, you know, we feel we need to. But, you know, obviously always still focusing on the core, which is how do we drive and direct more direct bookings to the Skyrun site.
Yeah. And you just gave me a lot, like there's a lot to unpack with that. And then, like, we can go on for quite a long time with this episode.
We could.
But I want to go into the conversation of, well, I'll give a little backtrack for the audience who's listening, is you and I were actually on a little panel with Damian Sheridan, who's with the Book Direct Show and the Book Direct Network. Great guys, great people. You, myself, Heather Bayer, and Damian were doing this panel on direct bookings. And I want to talk, because it sounds like for what you guys are doing at Skyrun, you're really taking, like, as a manager myself, like, you're talking about marketing and distribution and setting up all these structures with the software. Like, that's a for me in the beginning, that's always like the biggest, all right, this is what we have to accomplish in order to do, to really start operating. Like I'm a good operator, but the back end stuff, getting owners and doing the marketing plans, like I'm focused on how do we get the guest experience? How do we make this a destination? A destination in itself as a property, not just the destination that's in. So I'm curious to talk with you about how, when you guys are doing this, what are you seeing from your licensees that are doing that? They're really the operating brand, right? They're the ones that are doing the, you know, making sure that the checkouts and the check-ins and all the maintenance and housekeeping and all that stuff is up to par. With you guys on the back end, what does that look like when they're discovering new things about marketing and how to acquire ownership and all this other stuff? Is there anything that you're seeing with that local business flair with that big name brand happening?
Yeah, I mean, great question. I think part of it starts with, you know, really understanding, like I said earlier, all of the tools and everything that we offer and bring to them. But being local, excuse me, for most of them, you know, them understanding their market and what their needs are going to be, what the guest experience might be with their competitors. So one of the things that we start with when we are in the training is we really make sure they understand the market, because some of these folks coming into the business may live in their market, but they've never been in the vacation rental space before, Will. So, yeah. You know, there's a bit of an education process built around that. And we use certain tools and we use certain companies, that help us understand the competitiveness of the market, but then what can they do to create a very unique value proposition that's going to let them stand apart from the rest of the market. And that's something that our team works with them on the marketing side. We work with them on that on the training side. But as they start to create that unique guest experience, it's, you know, things that they're seeing about being much more hands-on. I think having the global brand is great because we can use that to our advantage, especially on the distribution side of our business and the partners we have there. But having that, excuse me, local flavor and flair is really important. And so them, like I said earlier, being immersed in their community, but also creating a great, you know, really phenomenal guest experience. And one way we're doing a lot of that is through the collaboration, because we are in 35 different destinations now and growing. Our destination owners are constantly and continually collaborating with one another about what might work in Estes Park. Is that going to work in coastal Maine, or is it going to work in Lake Geneva or Sarasota? And so that internal collaboration, which we have, that I'm not going to say that other companies don't have, but we really have a really nice little mousetrap there with that. That internal collaboration is really, really great for our destination owners, so they can see and learn those best practices. I also think it comes into play, which is, you know, the team itself, you know, being in the business for as long as all of us have been, you know, understanding that most of us have either owned or operated or run large vacation rental management companies, we've seen what works and what doesn't work. And so putting those best practices into play in the SkyRun training, that's been really, really effective as well.
No, that's awesome. And you said something that a lot of your destination owners get into the business without ever being in the industry. I'm kind of curious, what makes someone on the outside say, I'm going to go to SkyRun into an industry that I've never stepped foot in other than maybe being a traveler? What's the common thing?
You know, it's interesting. I would say that the common theme there is most of them are serial entrepreneurs or have owned their own businesses before, or like you just said, you know, hey, I've stayed at an Airbnb or a Vrbo before, and I really like this. You know, one of the things we continually find is that most of these folks, like I said, are entrepreneurs. But what's happening too is that the buzz of our industry, you know, the vertical of vacation rentals is on such a trajectory right now that it's just, you know, skyrocketing, that, you know, a lot of people think they want to be in it because they hear, oh gosh, you know, I can go rent a property out or be a manager. And I think, you know, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. But like we were talking about earlier, is getting into it, there are not a lot of barriers And it's pretty easy to do, but there are a tremendous amount of moving parts. And yeah. I think when a person starts exploring that and they look at us as an option, you know, Skyrun, wow, you know, I don't have to worry about my software, you know, my tech stack. You know, we've got dynamic pricing, we've got data tools, we've got relationships with the OTAs. It makes it a really nice turnkey package. But I have to say the common theme is, you know, individuals who are really entrepreneurial in their spirit, and then also see the value in what we're doing in the travel, you know, the hospitality vertical in vacation rentals, because of the growth, and that's the exciting part. You know, we've got some owners that are smaller, you know, that and that's fine, you know, as far as the number of properties they have. But I would say over the last 12 months, everyone getting into the space, at least on our end in Skyrun, is looking to build, you know, vacation rental management companies with, you know, 300 to 500 properties or more, which is great to hear. You know, I think the other part, I just want to shine a piece of light on this is that, you know, when I talk to these individuals, one of the things I really emphasize and stress is that, excuse me, you're not just getting into the business of managing a property.
Yeah.
You know, there's that element. You have that person is your definite, you know, client, but you also have the guest client. And so you are in the vacation rental property management business, but you are in the hospitality business. And for some folks, you know, that's really that driving factor is they like that. They don't have to go own a hotel, that they can manage someone else's assets and do it in a really successful manner.
I love that you just said that, because that's always been the coolest part for me, because I started out in the hotel world. I started out with Marriott. I learned, you know, that brand standard, the my pleasure, instead of saying you're welcome or, you know, all this other stuff. I learned all that stuff very young. And when I got into vacation rentals, I was like, holy crap, this is really just like a hotel, this one unit hotel. There's no, there's no front desk. That's the one thing we're taking away. And you're making that, I think you're removing the barriers in order to get to that level. Like for me, I would love to own a hotel one day, but the best way to do it is to get into management. I'm managing other people's assets. I'm earning a living, earning an income or whatever, or creating a side hustle. I love that you talked about entrepreneurship too, because I think that's really cool about our space. I think it's really, not that hotels and restaurants aren't entrepreneurial, but there's a lot of these, I guess like, it's just become very ununique in a lot of ways in some of those areas. Like when you get a certain flagship hotel or a certain flagship restaurant, like they're losing that flavor that we all know and love as a vacation rental company. That's the thing that really is standing out, that I may have a Skyrun, like there may be a Skyrun vacation rental destination owner here in like Washington State, but their way, like their business looks and forms and runs is going to be completely different from the people in Colorado or Arizona or Florida or wherever. It's super unique.
They are. And that's a really great point. And that owner, say in Washington State, we're not there yet, by the way, but that person who might be in Washington State, you know, is going to do the business in a certain way. They're going to conduct business in a certain way. They're going to create the guest experience in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, one of the things that I don't want to say we grapple with, but we talk about a lot internally on the executive team at Skyrun is the brand.
Yeah.
Because what that person is doing in Washington State, creating that amazing guest experience, is going to be same or similar to that person who's staying with us, say in South Beach in Miami. Yeah. So as we build the brand out, which is difficult to do, by the way, in our space, which is to create that consistency, we are seeing similarities across the board. Yet there's that then personal element to it, you know, where some of our destination owners are focused on solely on the luxury side of the business, and they only want to rent out high-end luxury homes and create that Ritz-Carlton Four Seasons type of experience, which is great. But that doesn't mean that someone won't, you know, goes to that location, they won't experience something the same or similar, say in Destin, Florida, or one of our beach locations. So it's an important part to what we do and how we do it, and that's part of that branding, which can, you know, for sometimes be, it can be difficult.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up too, because we talk about like how, you know, you stay at a Courtyard by Marriott in Washington, and you stay at one in Florida. They're pretty much they're pretty apples to apples. You know, you're not going to see much difference there. And like you said, the one thing with vacation rentals is that they're super, not yeah, I guess fragmented. Like, it's super just like consistent on, I think we're getting to a consistent basis from the individual host to like management side, where, you know, the linens are white and clean and the places, you know, like kind of getting that hotel feel, but more of a home feel still, in the sense of you're not crammed into a small like 200 square foot room.
Yeah.
But I can imagine that being on a national level, that being kind of hard to manage all the way through. Do you guys have a certain, I'm guessing, especially, and I'm glad you brought this up earlier too, was when you're bringing on your licensees, when you guys are doing the training with them, are you guys implementing stuff that you've created with your university? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah. So to answer that part of the question, we are, you know, so we have, we essentially use the VRU, Vacation Rental University, as our learning management software platform, if you would. And what's nice about it is we've got the hands-on live in-person training that we do, which has quite a few modules, but then using VRU as a backup tool on best practices. You know, there's over 400 lessons there. So, you know, best practices on cleaning or guest experience or how you're going to do your social media, things like that. So we try to create that consistency. But I would say that, you know, there are those differences, you know, and going back to what we were just talking about, I think the one thing that, you know, and you know this, is that when a guest books, whether it's Vrbo, Booking.com, Airbnb, wherever, they don't know that they're necessarily booking with Skyrun.
Yeah.
They're just booking a property. Yet once we get them and we've created that connection with them, that's the one nice thing that we've been able to do, is convert those. I mean, we've got now slightly just under 400,000 past guests that have stayed with Skyrun. Wow. And so we're really working hard to continually to take the brand and put it in front of them with new destinations, but also creating that consistency across the board. And it does start with the training, and then it starts with the ongoing, as we said earlier, the ongoing continued support of those best practices and what, you know, what should they be doing for the guests? Because not everyone's going to, you know, have 5,000 thread count towels. Yeah. I mean, it's just not going to happen. But, you know, we want to at least create the environment that's the same, that it's a welcoming environment, and say, gosh, you know, I had this great experience here. Next year, I'm going to go stay here because, you know, that it felt really good to be with Skyrun.
So. Yeah, that's perfect. And I'm curious, so getting to the direct booking conversation, this is one that I'm really intrigued to know on your guys' end, with capturing that guest information, especially when they come through an OTA. We all know, and if anyone, like, this is no, I always say this on every episode, so it's not just you, like, we're not bashing OTAs, like, they're good. No. I literally just posted on my Instagram yesterday saying, let them fill you up. It's now your job to execute in order to get them to want to come back and stay with you forever and ever and ever. So I'm curious, what are the top things that are working for you guys at Skyrun in order to really capture that, like, not just on the experience side, but being able to remarket to them over and over again?
Yeah, great question. And I would agree with you. We're not bashing the OTAs in any way. I mean, I'm one of those people in the industry, because we know we have those individuals in our space who really do not like them. I don't mind them. I actually like working with, we've got phenomenal relationships with all the major OTAs. We're now a partner also with Marriott and some of the other players in the space. And we like that. I'd say about a third of our reservations last year came from Airbnb, about a third came from Vrbo, and about a third came from direct bookings. Wow. We're going to increase that corporately. We'd like to get to about 40% of our reservations coming through direct bookings, but it takes work and it takes time. And, you know, with all of the past guests that we have, our marketing team has done, I think, a really exceptional job of being able to remarket to guests that have stayed, you know, in a certain location, continually, monthly for us, you know, reaching out to them through our, we have a monthly newsletter or reach out that the marketing team does, talking about, you know, experiences in different markets, new markets when we launch are obviously, you know, that's a big piece for us, because as we launch a new market, it's notifying our past guests of, you know, new markets that are opening and the opportunities that are there. But it's also, I think, you know, it's creating the great brand experience, but then it's also, like we said, making sure that we're in front of our guests on a regular basis. this, you know, through the social media platforms that Angie and her team work through. But, you know, one thing we found is that once we've got a guest, we've captured them, they've stayed with us, they've had that great Skyrun experience, we know they still have choices. And it's really important to continue to be in front of them with valuable content, not just, hey, here, let's go look at the migrating moose or something like that. That's great. I love that. But more importantly, you know, here's what we are as a company doing to create a really great hospitality brand. So when you decide to book your family reunion for next summer and you want to go to the Maine coast, here's some of the advantages of doing that. And the marketing team has really done a great job of staying in front of our past guests. And it's also helped on the owner acquisition side to some degree, because what we're finding now is that, you know, a homeowner who, you know, lives in New York, has stayed with us in Breckenridge, may also own a home, you know, in Bar Harbor, Maine, or they may own a home in, you know, Sarasota, Florida. So it's also helping us on that end as well. But it's slow. It's a slow process. You know, you have to continually be remarketing, but not necessarily selling. And I say that, you know, even though I'm on the sales side and the growth side, it's not selling. It's just providing value and content. And once you do that, people are going to continue to stay with you over and over.
See, that's music to my ears. I love that you just said that. It's because I think for so long, the industry, and this is definitely pre-COVID, I think everything, a lot of it has changed now that we're seeing a huge recovery boost in travel and overall just inventory and, you know, occupancy and ADR and all this other stuff is increasing. But people used to, like, hotels and vacation rentals and even restaurants used to post just like a picture on Facebook and like, come get 20% off or whatever using this, like these dates and this time and blah, blah, blah. Very generic, very basic, very nothing special. So when you talked about content, I love that you said that. So when you get to like remarketing with your past guests, do you ever explain, like, you know, when you have a new destination or if you are remarketing about, hey, like this is what's happening in this area, let's say Maine, for example, do you ever explain like the importance of, you know, if you book direct with us, this is what you get compared to anywhere else? Do you ever explain and educate the guests?
Without a doubt. I think, you know, if you go to our site, you'll see it just, it's right there. I mean, when someone goes to skyrun.com, they'll see it says book direct and save. I mean, you can't make the message any more clear than that. And we emphasize that, you know, we emphasize that in our remarketing that, you know, there's great things happening in all of our markets and, you know, whether it be festivals or things going on or now that the markets are opening up and, you know, there's more things happening. But we're always continuing to drive them back to skyrun.com or to that destination location, because each of our destinations has their own dedicated site as well. And what's nice about that is we can then keep driving them to those sites to save. And you know, we're very subtle in the message. I mean, obviously, you know, we've got great partnerships with the OTAs and, you know, we value that. But we also know that as our business continues to grow and we add and double and triple our locations, we're going to see more and more people coming to us direct, which is great. But it's done, you know, it's done subtly, but the message is there, you know, and I think more and more people were starting to see that, you know, over time.
Yeah. And I love that you and I both agreed on, the conversation with Damien and Heather was that you have a customer acquisition cost, just like any other business. When you're an e-commerce business or if you're Walmart, for example, like you have a customer acquisition cost. And for vacation rental owners and managers like ourselves, the biggest like acquisition cost is usually an OTA fee, which is, you know, whether it's Airbnb, Booking, Expedia, Vrbo, you name it. That's usually our biggest acquisition cost. The rest is, you know, online marketing, such as social media, Instagram, that type of stuff, Google Ads, Google My Business, whatever. And then, of course, some other marketing material, maybe in the local destination, such as billboards or, you know, poster flyers, brochures, you name it, that type of stuff. I'm curious for you guys at Skyrun and what you're seeing with your licensees is, what are they doing on the local end in order to like capture that guest to rebook? Like, let's say you don't get the email, you don't get the, you know, any phone number information, you don't get any of that stuff. What's some local tips that you guys have seen that helps actually capture that information?
With, yeah, it's, yeah, Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, it's great. So each of our locations, so part of our software and our tech stack allows us to use certain tools that we can communicate with the guest, you know, in various ways. And one of them is through text.
Yes.
And one of the nice features of text has been that it allows us, while a guest is staying with us, especially in certain locations where they might be there for a season, you know, December, January, February, or, you know, whatever that case may be. But to be able to continue to be in front of the guest in that way, because we know they're going to get, you know, they're going to get the email afterward and ask for the review and all of that great stuff. But I think more importantly, we are able to, first of all, capture a lot of their information. We do it in a very subtle manner. And again, we're not doing anything illegal. Yeah. We're just doing it in the proper manner. But I think with text, it allows us to offer specials and discounts while you're staying there. Book for next year at the same time, get 10% off or 20% off or whatever that might be. But they're also getting more involved too in the local community, though, our destination owners. They're joining, you know, chambers of commerces. They're getting involved in BNI, Business Networking International, where they're really creating that local connected group of vendors, cleaners, maintenance, that are referring each other business, but also they understand the business of Skyrun and the quality of service and things of that nature. So I think that's really helped it. But we do a tremendous job. I mean, again, on our back end with our marketing team, part of our services that we provide our location owners is, you know, writing blogs for them at the local level. We provide, you know, doing their social media campaigns, you know, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, things of that nature for them. Because here's what we understand, Will. They're entrepreneurs, but like you and I, we're really good at certain things. For me to write a blog, it's never going to happen, man. Yeah. I mean, and I hired someone to do stuff for us like that, you know, at the corporate level. And so what we do is we do that also for our local destination owners from a support perspective, because we know the value of it, you know, everything from the social media side of things to the SEO side of things for their destination website. But we want to make sure that what we're doing and what we're giving them is quality and works. And it seems to be, and it works really, really well.
Yeah. And especially when you're on the grounds operator, like a lot of these owners, it sounds like you don't have time to be like, unless they hire in-house, which is still another costly expense for someone who's running around making sure that, you know, if you have 100 check-ins and check-outs, like that's you got a busy day. There's a lot of tasks happening in between that time. Like, I don't think, and I love explaining it to people that aren't in the industry, or like my parents, like we manage a couple of their properties and we'd have a couple other family friends that are trying to get into it. And they're like, oh yeah, we just put it up on Airbnb. Right. And that's it. And it's like,
well, yeah,
there's a lot of tasks like that they don't know. And then you explain it and then,
They don't. And with a new destination owner or for any vacation rental manager listening to this today, I mean, I am all about, and I've always been about, leverage.
Yeah.
You know, our focus and belief has always been, and mine has always been too, that if you don't have properties, you don't have a business. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it all starts and stops with that. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, when it comes to operations, the cleaning, the maintenance, the inspecting, overseeing all of that, overseeing the owner relation aspect of the business, overseeing the reservation component of the business, which is obviously a heavy lift and time, very time consuming.
Revenue management,
revenue management. I'm all about sourcing that stuff out. And there's great vendors out there in our space and industry that we direct our you know, destination owners to, because it's just going to help them. It's going to help them scale quickly. So if we can spend 80% of the time with them on owner acquisition strategies and business development growth and acquiring new properties, well, guess what? All of it, all the other stuff, all of it takes care of itself. And so, you know, I may be a little bit stronger of an advocate on some of that leverage than some, because they say, well, you know, we've got to learn that. I get all of that. But when you get to 5 properties or even 10, you're not going to be able to handle some of those other things. And so being able to leverage that is a great way of doing it.
Yeah. I love that. And it just gets rid of the, like, I don't say gets rid of, but it really helps that learning curve. I think there's a lot that you're learning through the process, especially if doing it without this type of support, you're learning a lot. Like, you have to become, all of a sudden you're wearing the CEO hat, the operations hat, the marketing hat, the biz dev hat, the, you know, X, Y, and Z hat. And you're like, you're a one man show. And so being able to be a one man show that has support that then helps gets properties, which grows that one man show into a band of, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. That's incredibly huge.
It's huge, you know, and even if you're a small company out there at the local level and you want to manage 20 or 30 properties, you still have to kind of, you know, think that way because, yeah. You know, I know what I'm really good at and I know what I'm not good at. And what I'm not good at doesn't mean I don't care about it,
100%.
Although sometimes it does, but and I just let someone else handle it, but yeah. I understand what they're doing. Then guess what? My business is running, you know, so fluid. It's such a, you know, easy manner, and we're growing, you know, and that's the one thing we've been able to do, you know, I think in the space over this last year is a lot of people, you know, it's been a challenging year, you know, and we were challenged last March, April, May, but we rebounded like so many others have done in the space. We came back strong. Our revenues are strong. We had the best, you know, booking month of January 2021 ever. So we're seeing that. But I will tell you that it's part of our conversation is that we've got great destination owners and others who are in that space too, who've leveraged themselves to be able to continue to add assets and grow that way. So
yeah, and I love that. And there's such a key element of trust, I think, too, when it comes to doing this stuff. And I don't think a lot of people understand that there's a just going on the point of like doing stuff that you don't like, or like, you know what you're good at, right? Like, I know what I'm good at. But getting someone else to take care of the stuff that you're not good at, there's a big level of trust that goes into that, because you know its importance, you know it's supposed to be there, you know it's got a role and a position into what you do and what you love doing. But letting someone else come in is always always different, and so that's a big part. And I want to ask the kind of a closing question for you. Talking about the, you know, this crazy last, like, what, 13, 14 months? With all that, what is, like, one thing from your experience throughout the industry with your background in Skyrun in general, what's something that you would say for anyone listening, whether they're a new manager, a seasoned manager, or a global giant, what's, like, the one thing that you would say for an advice or a piece just a message to get out to the world of people in the vacation rental and hospitality industry as a whole?
Great question. I would say it's a two-part answer. The first is lead, generate, and prospect for new owners every day, minimum of 2 hours a day if you can do it. And equally, if not more important, make sure you have a dynamic pricing tool and you have revenue manager, either a dedicated revenue manager on your team, or you use revenue management services that are out there in our space now. Those are the two most critical right now, because obviously it's about inventory and growth to build and, you know, scale your revenues. But then once you have that, it's making sure that we're maximizing each property's revenue and growth. And the only way you can do that is through dynamic pricing and revenue management. You know, I've seen that throughout the course of the last 12 months, and by far, we're way further ahead because we have those tools.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I love that. Well, Michael, obviously everyone knows that I put everything in the show notes, but I always like to ask, where can people find you? Where can they find out more? Like, where's the go-to?
I would just say my email, Michael, michaelf@ skyrun.com, or you can reach us at skyrun.com, and then my phone number, which I'll throw out there. I don't have a problem with that. It's 541-728-8930. So yeah, for sure. Reach out, and happy to chat with anyone about the business and the industry.
Perfect. I love that. And where can people find out more about the university? I just think that's one thing that we, like you said, it's such a, there's not much, you know, educational tools out there. And I think you and I are both affiliated with hotel.school and a few others, but there's very few. I can barely count probably on one hand. So I would love to give you a shout out for that.
Yeah, sure. It's just the THEVRU, like vacationrentaluniversity.com. So thevru.com. And there's, you can sign up for a free account. You get access to probably, I don't know, 30, 40 lessons. And if you want to upgrade, you can. It's super cheap. We have over 400 lessons there as well for you to watch and use and share. And it's a great tool, and it's a great place for learning.
Awesome. Yeah. Slick talkers out there that are listening, I will tag everything in the show notes. Get on that tool, get the resources. These are, you know, free, you know, go-tos for everybody to use. So highly recommend. Michael, so much. We had so much fun. I just love getting to talk to you, especially like getting the, our first introduction was immediately just going right into, you know, booking direct and all this other stuff with Damian. It was so fun, and getting to continue the relationship has been great. So thank you for being on the show.
Oh, this has been great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it as well.
My pleasure. All right, Slick Talkers, you heard it. Tune in next week again, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. We love your support and want to provide the best we can to all our listeners. So please find us online, social media, and on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast.
Smart locks, smart thermostats, automation, and a solution for any hotel and vacation rental company. Our show partners at Operto are the leading solution for operators to enhance their operations by integrating with your property management software and making sure that all your smart devices create a contactless guest experience while streamlining your operations. So don't forget to check them out on their website, send me a message, or just let them know that we'll send you and you are in good hands. So get ready to enjoy another episode of Slick Talk the Hospitality Podcast, and check out operto.com or go to the podcast website and see our partners page.